Yeah. No, oh no, wait. Let me show them what God come. Well, the men in black have returned tonight after that supreme victory. Let me just say, as we always do, dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on down. Son.
Come on.
I don't want to talk about that book that I've got.
The black book.
I don't want to talk about it. Only,
the book from the same book from John Wick.
I don't want to talk about
it. The one with all the powers. The one where you can just call a man instant and the energy aligns and they pick up the phone. So come you on. See tonight, Spencer, I'm going to give, first of all, I'm going to give you one of these. Bro, because you definitely deserve it. The black book status number again. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let me introduce to you the special one.
Which special one is that?
Yeah, you heard it right, mate. The special one.
Which special one?
Working up man from round 1 to 6. No mercy.
No mercy.
ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only special Ezekiel Kell Brook in the building. What's going on, sir?
Done.
Excellent.
Kel?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep the thing 100. I've got big up Tundi. I'm driving, doing my shopping in Sainsbury's. I'm driving them on the phone to Tundi. I'm saying, Tun, I don't know, you know, because I don't know if Kel's lived right. I don't know what he's got left. I don't know what Amir Khan's got left. And Tundi said to me, Spence, I've been studying the fight. Trust me. The right hand.
Tundi knows.
Jab. From Kel Brook.
That was right? Domineering for a performance. Do you see that?
Kel, you see that? I told him. I actually showed him.
Reverse 1-2, 2-1.
Reverse 1-2, 2-1.
After that, I was like, for real? I went home and watched the fight. I said, you know what?
Clinical.
I said, Kelbrook's going to break up Amir Khan, you know? What made it worse is when you did the ring entrance and I see that man playing the piano. I said, no.
Devastating.
And I saw your eyes. When you walked out, I saw your eyes. I said, Kelbrook is going to be called Kelbrook up, man.
Yeah,
you know the thing is, when the two of you came to the
center, I come with bad intentions.
Yes, sir. And when the two of you came to the center of the ring, I said to Spencer, "Kel looks solid. Your body physically, it was just like rock." And I said, "Bro, this is gonna be a long night for Amir, a long and an early night for Amir Khan." But I mean, just take us through the fight, Kel, because the people they want to hear. Your mindset, building up to the fight. I know, see, Amir's a great talker. And even when we had Johnny Nelson on the show the night before, Johnny was like, you know, Kel is just going in there. He ain't in all the pantomime business. He just wants to go in there and do the, you know, deliver. Ooh. And you did that. I want you to explain, you know, your whole feeling, the camp preparation, everything really. Just let it go, bro.
Let me tell you. So... I didn't need this fight. Listen, I'm comfortable. Yeah, I'm comfortable. But I need this fight for me. I need this fight for my legacy. I need this fight for my family. Like, I took myself away. I didn't spend time with my family. I didn't see them opening the presents. You know, I'm a Christian. Yeah. I were away with the 20th of December. Yeah. All the way through. My birthday present, my Christmas and my New Year was an 80-90 mile bike ride. Yeah. I want this so bad. Passionate. I wanted it because I know that I'll be remembered for this fight for the rest of my life. I can hold my head up high now because I know and I've been wanting this fight for many years. And I put everything into that training camp. I went to bed at 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock every night. I were eating, I were drinking the water. I were listening to my nutritionist, Greg Marriott. I were listening to Dominic Ingle. I trained so hard. I wanted it so bad. And you could see, you know, my emotion did get involved. Look, the gloves are off. I was looking at him saying, listen, you know, you've been knocked out. It's going to happen again. I wanted it so much. And, you know, I went out in the first round. You could see with his demeanor that I wanted it so much. You could tell that he'd already probably lost the fight before when he walked into the ring. But listen, yes. when I took my gloves off, what we got signed off for the fight, signed off, yeah, by yes. the Boxing Board of Control, and
yes, this what
I'm not to get paid. Yeah, I'm not to get paid them millions if I don't change them gloves in that ring. I had to get to wow. the ring to change them gloves. I changed the gloves and I still broke the man up. Broke him up. I wanted.
So hold on. Explain that glove situation because you know we
I'll
were
explain
all here.
The glove situation. So listen. I wear the fly gloves. Yeah, I love the fly gloves. I'm boxing spy gloves, fly gloves all the way through the training camp. I'm familiar with them. And then, you know, they got passed from Rob, the Boxing Board of Control, the main man.
Rob Smith.
Yeah.
And all agreed, everything like that. But then he's been messing about with the contract all the way through the fight. They even knocked me up at 3 o'clock in the morning at my hotel room. Everything to try and trip me up. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Everything, but listen, wow. This lion is a lion.
Come on, to the thing,
yo, lion in the camp.
Lions in the camp.
I'm telling you now, I was so it were happening, it was from God. Listen, I wanted it so bad. My heart, my soul, my spirit. I went out there and I dominated from round one to round six. Done,
yes, sir. Spence, come on,
listen, I'm saying this now. Big up Roman Science, you better know, you better recognize this thing. I'm saying this. When I thought like if you could contain yourself, then you're gonna get the win. But what I saw there was just brute. I've never seen you fight like that with that so much passion. I've never ever, not even in the Sean Porter fight.
The speed was there, the focus was there. It was just an amazing performance from you, Kill. And one thing, you know, I told them, and I'm going to keep repeating it, I told them the money shot, you know, the 2-1, as you call it.
2-1.
But was there any other particular shots that you, because I see you, the way you was trying that left hook, there was one round, I can't remember, you threw the left hook and you just missed and you end up in the corner. I said, if that left hook could land,
there were many combinations, there were many attributes to what I was going to deliver in that fight, but it never got to that point. You know,
yes.
I was just stitching it because I know that it's very fast, so I can't be shooking them. I got carried away with them hooks and stuff. It were always down the middle. It's got to be, you know, the straight shots at the fastest points to your chin. Yeah, not round the sides. So I was going straight with him. But obviously, the fight went on. But I knew that he weren't going to last. The round one, he got wobbled. The 2-1 yes. done him. The 2-1
done him. 2-1 done him.
And he couldn't recover. He couldn't recover.
No way.
And listen, if the fight were going on 6, 7 to 12, I could have gone. I was going back to the corner. I was like, after 20 seconds, I was back fresh.
Remember, I said that, Spence.
I was calculated in this fight. Calculated. I was calculated killer. Calculated. Yes. I'm ready to demolish him. I wanted a clinical. I wanted a Canelo knockout, to be honest with you. But listen, the referee saved him the way he did it. I'm glad they didn't win the first round.
Yes.
You know, I've got to take my hat off to Amir Khan because he took some licks.
He did.
After the fight, it looked like he'd been in 2 car crashes. Look, I'm still able to go on the catwalk. I could go on the catwalk, brother.
Alex Wilson, thank you for your $10. He asks, Kel, Andre Ward on the US broadcast said that Khan's left is too low and you was going to destroy him with the right in the first 30 seconds. What did you see in the beginning of the fight? So he's asking, what did you see in the beginning of the
listen,
fight?
I've sparred with him before. He's got very fast hands. I've got very fast hands. And I knew just to be sharp, to be composed, not use me, you know, like the build-up, not use the rage and the you know, that kind of thing coming into this fight. I knew it to be just be live, be ready, be cat-like reactions. You know, just be me, 100%. No one can beat me when I'm 100% like that. Nobody. Yeah, nobody around my
nobody.
Way. No one, 154 to 160, all of them. Right.
Okay, so go ahead, carry on, Kel. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying to you, like, I just knew that I was so focused in that fight. I wanted it so bad. And look at the performance. Devastating.
Yeah, and one of the things I noticed, because I said to Spence, after watching Kel's fight for, you know, a couple of days before, I was looking to see if I see any change in your ring walk. And it was exact. And I said, the composure. See, a lot of fighters don't really, you know, you can tell a lot from fighters' ring walks. And and in a big fight like this, I was really looking to see if there was any change in your ring walk. Because I know from, I remember watching you in You Cool. I think you won the British title there.
I
was there, Kel, ringside. Yeah. So I know the thing from the beginning. And I'm saying, this young man, his composure is second to none. And, you know, I didn't really pay attention to all the negative stuff because I just that's just not what I'm about. But I just knew from the ring walk, from the whole studying the fact that that was what was going to happen. Before I go further, big up the mayor of Brixton. Thank you for the donation. He says, evening, gentlemen. Kel, he tried to mug you off, but you broke him up proper. It was beautiful to watch. Yeah, big up the mayor of Brixton. But yeah, so I mean, you know, you just mentioned it. You just alluded to it that anyone from 154 to 160 can get it. So do you see your future not at 147, but more at 154?
You know what? Listen, I'm speaking now because I'm still adrenaline. I'm still buzzing from the fight. But I've had a wicked career. Listen, I've done it all. I went to America, won a world title. I boxed Golovkin, Errol Spence, Crawford. I've just been in a mega dust-up with Amir Khan. Like, what else do you want me to do, brother? Listen, I'm going to speak down to my family. Like, you want me to fight? You know that I can fight good.
Yes.
You know that I can fight proper. But listen, this is a short-lived career, this boxing game. I'm 35 years old.
Yes,
how far do I want to go? I've not ended my career. I don't want to say that I've ended my career, but I've just finished my last fight on a serious high. Listen,
yes,
and like,
great win.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to fight? Do you want me to fight Conor Ben? Do you want me to fight Chris Eubank? Do you want me to fight Keith Thurman?
Nonsense. I wouldn't even give you. I'm just being real. Chris Eubank don't deserve no fight with you. He don't deserve. He want to go and fight someone his own weight. You know, someone who's you know, in the prime of their career, as you said, you've had a great career, and this will be. And Spencer can even bear me witness. I said at least a year and a half ago, Kell Brook and Khan should just fight and ride off into the sunset. Didn't I say it, Spence?
Yeah, you did. And not only that,
I said it.
I traveled on with my mum and dad today in the car. And I said, listen, I went, Mum, Dad, I love the game, you know. I love the game. So this is my life. It's my life since I was 9 years old. This is all I know. This is what I'm good at. And my mum looked at me. She looked at me teary-eyed and she went, I don't want you to fight no more.
Nah, man. Don't fight.
Hey, that's my mother. I grew in her womb, my mum.
What, your mum said not to fight no more?
I had a little bit of a back and forth with her. It's, I can't come on this channel now and start saying that I'm retired, but to be continued anyway.
I'm going to be real with you.
That's continued. I love that.
That's a perfect answer.
As a boxing fan, for what I saw yesterday, I don't want to see you retire. I'm going to be real.
No. Spencer, no, you see Spencer's green. You see me?
I have did a lot Spencer's... to the sport, you know. Listen,
Kel, listen, Spencer.
I don't want to sound negative. The fight is the last person to want to retire, wanted to give up.
Yes.
But I'm just saying to you, like, that win last night should have been immense to me now. And it feels good, but, like, I was expecting to be sat here now speaking to you guys and feel more. It's like, I'm not getting, I've done the job so long, like, I've earned a lot of money, I've won a world title, I've done a lot of things. I'm like, what else do I need to do?
I'm not saying that
on a negative note because listen,
no,
I still can continue.
It's not negative. Let me tell you something. Spencer's greedy. When we was on the gambling tables at Vegas, we won about $3,000, $3,000. And I'm like,
Spence, $7,000.
I'm like, Spence, I'm gone. Spence is like, nah. Come, let's win some more. No, brother, I'm done. I'm keeping
so, listen, stop. I shouldn't be talking this stuff for a lot, yeah? But I'm saying, for all the Muslims get on me, but I'm saying, was at the gambling table.
Yes.
We went to Vegas. Tony had a fire and they was training in Floyd's camp, yeah?
Yes.
Bro, we was out there. we ran out of money and my cards weren't working. So Tundi said, well, go on, Spence. I had no money, you know, Kel. I had $50 on me, you know.
Yeah.
I said, sure, let's go on the blackjack table. Yeah. And when I went on the blackjack table, I had some little stone in my pocket. And I was rubbing
it. Yeah, remember.
Remember. Look.
Yeah,
look.
But on a... sorry, you finished, Spence?
No. And then I rubbed the thing, and we rolled the thing, and then I just kept on winning. I'm like, I said, Tundi, it's $4,000 here. Hey, Tundi, bruv, give me my half, I'm gone. I said, half.
Yeah. So that's why I empathize with you, Kel. And I'm saying it, that one of the things about me is that I have genuine love and care. I'm not trying to say any other trainer doesn't, but I'm thinking that I'm looking at as a parent, and as your mother said to you, you got to ask yourself this question. Do you think you're going to have another night as big as the one you had last night?
No.
Very good question.
No.
Very good question.
No, sir. You ain't. I'm just keeping it real.
No.
That is
the, let me just tell you one thing now, as a man. Yeah. Like when they said Kell Brook, yeah, and the walk out, and that piano killed it beautifully. And then I walk out, I looked around, yeah, and in Manchester Arena, the phones were there, it was packed. The volume, that everyone couldn't split us, you could feel it from them all. And just what I took from that walking out of the lights, walking down with my robe on, yeah, with my gloves ready, walking down that tunnel, walking down towards that ring. It was just beautiful, unbelievable. And there's nothing can get near that. I don't believe that nothing can get near
that. It can't.
That was unbelievable. And I've been a clinical finish to a fight what I've been wanting for a long time.
You've convinced me.
Yeah, trust me. Kel, listen to this. A wise man once said, retire from boxing. Don't let boxing retire you.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm not retired.
No, I'm not retired.
But I'm gonna speak to my family. Don't forget, this is the day after the big fight I've just had. I'm gonna sit down over the next couple of a month, let's say. I'm gonna enjoy my children. I'm enjoying the weather. I'm gonna go away. I'm just gonna, you know, get fluffed up. I'm just gonna enjoy, get a spa day. Boom. I'm just enjoying, and then I'll come back when my head clear. I speak to my family in depth.
You can even do a Floyd. Floyd never ever said he was officially retired.
I'm not retired.
Yeah, that's it. You don't need to say you're retired. Anyway, let's read off some of these. Let's read off some of this. Old Tight off the canvas boxing. He said, big up to Special K. To be honest, I predicted Khan win because was expecting to lose composure, but you proved me wrong. I'm eating humble pie. Yes, that's one. Big up Monty. Monty says, well done, Kel. Seen the uppercut a few times that shook GGG. Boy, if that landed, Eubanks won't want this work. I hear that. But there's a few others. Old Tight Naz, you know it ain't the real Naz, because Naz wouldn't be putting £4.49. But Old Tight Naz, he says, salam lads, Kel, bro, you broke my heart last night. Well done, bro. Go out on a high and retire, bro. Not worth risking your health now. Stay blessed. You hear that? So the fans, Old Tight Ashrash Boxing, he says, good evening. Massive well done, Kel. I always enjoyed your style of boxing, footwork, and adding pressure. So happy you got the fight you wanted. Yes, sir. And one more thing. Old Tight Kel, would you fight Charlo at 154? Hold that for a sec. Ryan Crossland says, buzzing for you, Kel. We finally got him after over a decade. We've been telling them hope you heard us Yorkshire lads out there last night in full support covered. Yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Is that it? I think that's it for now. Oh, yeah, Fifi. Big up, Fifi.
Fifi.
This is a fan from the Netherlands, Kel. The Netherlands.
He says,
Kel, you achieved something only a rare group of boxers could do, and that is to seal their legacy by beating their arch nemesis. Well deserved.
Perfect message.
Trust me. You're probably going.
Fifi, listen. Perfect message. I love that message.
Come on, old tight Fifi. He said, you're probably going to sleep as good as a newborn baby from now on. Respect. Hold on, where's the thing gone? Hold on, I just...
Oh, yeah, Joshua, put that up.
Let's read these. Wait there. Sunset. Sunset first. Sunset says, big up Kell Brook. Forget fighting Conor Benn. Let him fight David Avanesian, who is a hardcore ducking. Alexander Wilson. Kell Bomack after the fight said that he should have stopped the fight after the fourth because there wasn't a pathway to win and Khan was taking too much punishment. If that happened, how would you feel? And I think we got one more.
No, Gary.
Yeah,
G-Chain.
Oh, G-Chain?
Yeah.
Okay, Matt Caulfield. If this is your last fight, how do you think you will still be involved in boxing? Have you thought about what you might do? SJ Fitness, thanks for the 449. I ain't even got to G Chain yet. It must be here.
He's here, man. Gary. Man.
Oh, wait there. Joshua Pemberton. For me, this fight come at the right time. God's time. Love and respect. You both showed at the end. Love the respect you both showed at the end. Nothing personal. Just roadman science. You know that's a new thing now, isn't it? It's roadman science. That's what they call it. Not the sweet science, Kel. It's called
roadman science. Great performance last night, my bro. That was absolute domination, fam. Also, want to big up Khan for taking the L like a man and showing grace and humility in his interview after the fight.
Me too, yeah.
Excellent.
Wicked.
Jensen Harvey, congrats. You were on another level and I won £120. Kel, I'm telling you, man, the people, you can see, the people, they love you. Last night was a tremendous performance. And as you said, you know, it's the day after. You know, I don't expect you, and we don't expect you to be answering all these next fight questions and everything. Just chill out.
Listen. As the fighters, as those three fighters, as we know, it's a sport with love. You know, there's been some bad times. You know, as well, what you have got to come through. But you know, you've got to dust yourself down. You've got to get up. You've got to prove that you are the man. You've got to prove that. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going, man. If you didn't know what bad times, you won't know what good times were. Yeah. And the fact is, listen, I'm happy. I'm content. You know, I've just had a victory of a lifetime. I can live with my head held high now. When there's not gonna be no more questions about when I'm fighting Amir Khan. It's been done. It's been put to bed. Me and him embraced after the fight. You know, and the respect is there now. And I'm just happy that the fans got to see the fight. I'm so happy with my performance. And I know that I'm that guy, you know, I know that I'm that guy. And I'm just so happy that what the sport's given to me, what the sport's given to me. And I'm just so happy that I'm healthy. I've gone back to my kids. I've given them a bigger love and a squeeze. And I'm just happy. You know, the boxing is our life, brothers, and that's what we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got another question come up. Rope-a-dope boxer says, I understand people saying that Kel to retire, but you looked so good and like the Kel of old. How can you retire? Big bucks to be made now. But that's the whole point. Kel Brook has showed you that he's a man of God, and money is not his God. God is his God. So yeah, it's not. Exactly. It's not about the money.
I had enough money before. I got the pay-per-view buys for this fight. It's gone off to me. I've earned a lot of money last night. Yeah. Listen, when you get, I don't need money. Like, what do I need to prove now? What's another 5, 10 million, 15 million pound? Listen, exactly. I'm happy. I'm content. I've had a good career. I'm not saying I'm over. I'm not saying it's done. But I'm just saying, I'm 35 years old. I'm not getting any younger. It's a young man's game. It's a young man's game. I love it, and I've hated it at times. But you know what? I've loved this fight. I've loved training for this fight. And I'm just happy that I got the victory, like I told your guys that I would get it.
One question I have to ask you. What was Dominic doing drinking his sweat?
You'll never live that down. You know, I didn't know what happened. He got carried away with that behind the ropes, man. He got carried away.
Bro,
what happened? I was gassed. I don't know what happened. Dumb game.
I big up Dom. You know why? Because while he in your change room, Tundi called his name. And as Tundi called his name, the man FaceTimed me in your change room.
Yeah.
Energy.
Big up Dom.
Energy. I love the man. Listen, he's been there since I was a toddler, since I was teething in that gym. He's brought me up. We've been through everything together. And I love the man. We've got the victory. We both won it for many years. And we looked at each other and we had a private moment together. And I said, listen, Dom. We've done it, Dom. Listen, you can live at peace with yourself. I can live at peace with myself. We have done Jesus. It, me and you. You, Brendan Ingles, looking down at us, and he's so happy. He's so happy.
Come on, toot the thing, man.
Brendan Ingles down, man, and I'm there as well. And I've done it, man. I was a 9-year-old little scruffy little kid, 9-year-old walking with nothing. I walked into that
gym, and
I've become a multi, and I've done everything. I've done what the sport, I've given the fans what they wanted to see. And I'm just happy, content, my brother.
Come on, Kel Brook.
Jesus Christ, more than that. Next week,
special
K. Where's the special come from? Who named you special?
I'll be honest, man. Our Barryans meant me special one. You know, because when I was Frank Warren, man, he called me Special K Kellogg's. And then they started saying, when I left Frank, they started saying, I'm going to sue you for saying Special Kellogg's. Special K Kellogg's. So then he called me the special one. You know, Barry Earn is
yes.
He's a genius.
Right. Well, I want to tell you this. Also, let's like, you know, like to bust history. Kell Brook was born on May the 3rd. And he was World Weight Champion. In 1946, a man beat a man called Tommy Bell, right, for the World Waterweight Championship. He was born on the 1921 May 3rd. Incredible, right? Incredible. Flip the page after Kell Brook. My daughter, Kalila, my first child, is born May 3rd, same day as you. I mean,
the knowledge.
Right.
Yo, get that buzzer on. That needs a buzzer coming to bullet. Yo.
Right.
Perfect.
So, that's what I know you're special, bro. My daughter.
You're special. Kel, I don't even know what more to say. It's just, we're happy for you, bro. We're happy. And I feel no one deserves it. You know, you took a lot of stick. You just stayed calm, composed. And as I said, you ain't saying you're retired. We ain't saying you're retired. But let me tell you something. That is a night any person will be happy with. Trust. And as you said, Dom, you and Dom, you know, please, tell Dom don't drink no sweat ever again, car. But you know what? That's a good move. I said that's a good car. Because that made some pain.
Do you know what? It showed me that, like, I know it was bad and everything. And that it just showed me that how much, like, I know it weren't called for, but it showed me he wanted this fight as much as me.
Yes.
Bad.
Yes. Yes.
All it showed me that he's a nasty rascal.
Yeah.
Bye. Oh, the money. Stay with us a few more minutes, Kel. And then we'll sign you off. We just want to read these little Snapchats. Old type, Zima, Patwa. After last night, Kel, you will no longer be mistaken for Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker will be mistaken for you.
Yo, I like that. Come on. Good
RB, thank you for the £5 donation. He says, well done to Kel. Makes sense to retire, but is a shame as you would beat Eubanks. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's keep this going. Monty, thank you for the £5. He said, I think Kel versus Crawford would have been different with Dom in the corner. Your thoughts, Kel?
Yeah.
Interesting. Because I had Dom say something about that, actually. He's like, he said he didn't believe you had enough time and
yeah.
But that was then.
We don't want
to
touch it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I forgot I was. Hold on, let me just read this. And there's a question I wanted to ask you, or there's something I wanted you to say to the listeners, which you said to us in private. Roper Dope Boxing, thank you for the 449. He says, whatever you do, Kel, best wishes. You can always sell a drink Sweet for sale. Sweat for sale. Okay, so you got stamina for sale. You got sweat for sale. Cool. Say nothing. Reynold Keith Coker. He's thanked you for the £5. He said, great performance, Kel. Thanks for that. Yeah. And Leah, the one and only Leah O. She says, last night proved many times when a fighter says another fighter is beneath them as an excuse not to fight them, they are usually the ones ducking. Khan always knew Kel would beat him. Congrats. We saw what that meant to you. Big up, Leah. Right. And finally, as a source of inspiration, Kel, offline, you told us that you believe in the law of attraction. You read the books.
Let me just tell you something now to the followers.
Tell them the thing. Tell them the thing.
Let me tell you something now. The secret. Yeah, the secret. Listen. The secret. The law of attraction. The law of attraction. I, at 9 years old, has always believed I was supposed to box Devin Alexander. He got injured or something didn't happen. And I've got injured or it didn't come off. But I always knew. I always knew, even when it were a close fight against Porter, before they announced and they knew, I knew, because I attracted it that much and I wanted it, I knew that the law of attraction would have taken me there, and you know what, and they knew, you know, and I knew this fight, I know, whatever you put your mind and you have them attraction thoughts and you believe in your heart, and you already know that that's going to happen. Go and look at a big house. What's out of your price bracket and believe that you're going to be in the house and you will get the house. You will get whatever you want, you will get.
Talk the tip. Oh, my goodness.
In my brother, that's it.
Wait.
Ezekiel Brooks.
Wait. Kel Ezekiel, I'm giving you a virtual hug. A virtual hug.
Right, but listen, guys, listen. You know that I've got much love for you. You know that. We've had a good time on this chat here talking.
Yes, sir.
But I am a clock out. I'm enjoying myself.
Rob, salute to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure to have the one and only Special K Ezekiel Brooke. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Enjoy your rest of your evening. Big up. Hi, Spencer Fira with the black book. The black book is got more powers than black magic. How you like that one?
Press the ting.
Well, listen, bro, anyway, big up.
Go on.
Read that, Spence. Read that.
Nose up. Click it on. Yep. Was their last was where was it?
Oh, Zoa.
Was their last Kel, and it was amazing. So thrilled you did it. Does another title shot interest you? He was talking about retirement or the Eubank Ben thing, and Tundi summed it up perfectly. He's not going to get a bigger night than that.
Never.
Not going to get a bigger night than that, right? And we were saying for a long time, right off into the sunset. Whoever wins, right off into the sunset. I think that Kel Brook can ride off into the sunset. There's loads for him to do. He's saying money's not his god. He's an immensely wealthy man, right? And he understands how to attract this thing, because I remember when people were trying to poo on Kel Brook and how, I remember, oh, he's a quitter. He's a bottle job. He's got no heart. All the rest of it. I ain't never seen nobody jump up two weight divisions to fight a feared man like Golovkin.
Oh my goodness.
But he's got no money. Right? So all of these kind of things. And like I was saying earlier today, you know, when Tundi's saying dream it, believe it, become it, because Tundi knows the powers. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like I've been saying from day dot, visualize to materialize. You know what I mean? And the visualizing is the visual realizing. You know what I mean? Brendan Ingle always used to say, I remember as a kid, Brendan Ingle used to say, if you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hand.
There you go.
No more. And let nobody disrespect Amir Khan.
No, sir. Right?
Amir Khan has been a fantastic ambassador for British boxing. So absolutely. Much so that we have been in love with the kid, or maybe we haven't loved the kid, but he's been around Tunde for the last 18 years.
Amazing.
Work that one out.
Amazing.
Right? And he's gone through pubescent teenager, late teens, to becoming an adult, to becoming a father and a husband. And we've seen all of that. So he's been under the spotlight. So there's many things that we do as human beings, right? But because we're not under the spotlight like Emre Can, we don't know. You know what I mean? Because I know there's nothing you want here right now. Go to the toilet and take a shit and don't wipe your bottom. Right? So
but let me tell you something. Both of these boys, before I say what I'm going to say, big up Fifi. This episode is fire.
Come
the
on.
Black book is harder than the black box in any airplane. Guys, off topic, your outfits are fire today, bruv. Can we just come from the thing? We come from James Cook's blessing.
And, yeah, well, he received James Cook.
London X Boxers.
Received the London X Boxers Association. He received an award. The great John Conte, former light heavyweight champion of the world, he received an award, and so did Frankie Blue Eyes, Tundi's bum chum. You know what I mean?
The one and only Frank Warren.
Frank Warren too. And it was so nice to be there because I saw people who I haven't seen in a long, long time. So my old trainer Charlie Magri down there. So I saw so many other old timers. Really good to see Billy Schwerer as well, who's doing fantastically well. It was just a great, great, tremendous time. And we can't wait, Tun. We've got to bring in our next guest.
Oh, no, wait. You don't have to put the jacket back on. You don't want to see the sweat patches. And the sweat patches. And I was like, what a wrap. Mama's getting hot. Kelbrook was in the building. But yeah, what was that about? I've lost my chain of thought now.
Kel hasn't got the traditional winker back gym scar. Thank you very much. He hasn't.
You said that.
He hasn't. And I think that helped his longevity because his fundamentals are sound. And I agree with you because I said that already. Kel Brook reminded me a lot like Chris Eubank, but a more purposeful Chris Eubank, because Chris Eubank used to make a lot of mistakes when he used to get tired. Kel Brook would stay to the fundamentals with hands held up high, and he hadn't got the traditional kind of crazy rinkabang style, but he had the fundamentals of that style as well, but he just never used it. Anyway, Tom, we got to introduce our next guest. Are we okay to introduce our next guest, Gary?
Are they in the building?
Let's find out now. Gary, I'm on a private chat. Let us know. Is the next guest coming in? Is the next guest not? Me and Tundi will carry on talking about the rest of the stuff. I think Gary's trying to sort out our next guest right now, but we shall just continue anyway.
Connecting at the moment, but suffice to say,
sorry, I'm not boasting. Yeah, this is the best boxing podcasting in the world.
Nobody can't test us.
That's what I'm
saying. No one can. This is the best podcast out there, if I do say so myself.
And I'm being humble with it as well, because I'm very
good. Exactly. And it's only because there's a support. It's only because of the support.
Right out of my mouth.
And you know, they allow us to be ourselves, and it's just great. Please continue to support us. We're so appreciative of it. And I'm just appreciate that, you know, these boxing illuminaries are humble enough to even come on our show and show us the love, you know, because from they're showing us the love, they're showing the fans the love. And it's just great. And I think boxing is one of the few sports that, you know, it's like we're all one level, you know, the humility of fighters.
I must interject. What is this in boxing? Boxing is the last accessible superstar.
Yes, sir.
That's what boxing is, right? But you have to be inside.
Aaron Reed, you're late. Kel was just on there for 30 minutes. You're late, fam.
You mean you have to be within it to know what's going on?
Yes.
Big up Fifi. yep, the podcast will become huge. Trust the process.
But can I just say, and don't let that slide past you, what Kel said about attracting from 9 years. Don't let that slide past you, the Fight Is Right listeners.
He Gary, said, make sure you cut that piece up, please, I beg.
He said he always knew, he attracted this thing. He said, if you want a big house that you can't afford, go and look at the house, bruv. He said, go look at the house and tell yourself you got the yard. You know, the guy, he's done his research, he's done his study. And you know what? The thing about it is we know this thing instinctively as children. What it is usually is that the society make us stop believing. And that's why I keep saying it. Dream it, believe it, become it.
Tundi, may I interject, my friend?
Yes.
Remember when you was a kid, yeah? In America, they play, that's my car.
Yes, sir.
Right? Or when we were youths, we used to say, yeah, claims that. So you see anything, you look out the window, you see a car, yeah, claims
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Remember that? We used to play that game regular.
Regular.
Claim that. That's my car.
Thank you. Right? But what are we doing when we're doing that? You're bringing the vibrational frequency to what that car possesses, because everything is frequency. Don't believe me? Go read Nikola Tesla. You know what I mean? He'll tell you the thing. Everything is frequency. So what you're emitting, whatever you want to go by, scripture, as a man thinketh, so is he. You know what I mean?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul said, you must have faith to call for things that be not as though they are.
Because
I know where Tundi's living. I know where I'm living. I know all the things.
Right. Know where we come from.
We know where we come from.
Damien Charles, he said, you man have caused me so much trouble. I'm in the doghouse because when you guys come on in the last 3 days, everything gets locked off in the house. Mrs. is fuming. But it's well worth the headache. Spence, I think you're going to have to FaceTime the guests because they're having some technical difficulties. And Gary's saying that he thinks you should just FaceTime the guests. I don't know whether you can do that.
I'm going to ask her right this second. I didn't want to do that. I wanted her to come on because...
Yeah, it would have been
what they just done, what they just accomplished was something magnanimous.
Tech trouble.
Hold up a second. What's going on?
The camera's not connecting, apparently.
I'm just finishing up at the gym. I could be ready. I don't know what time.
Is that Shakur? Is that Shakur?
Yep.
The champ. The champ. What up, champ?
I'm just finishing up at the gym.
Okay. You want to do that and we talk to you after?
I'm going to tell him 20 minutes. I'm going to get Miss Jonas now and we'll just take it from there. Yeah, carry on talking to him, man.
Okay. Well, you just told everybody who you're getting, who's coming on the ting. So you're going to... You're mouth too fast, Bridget. And you know the Fight Is Right listeners are sharp. They heard everything you just said. But Dragon of the West says, damn, man, this is so, so deep, brother. Seek it, believe it, receive it, says run with it, Andy. Don't mash up the thing. It's dream it, believe it, become it. No, bruv, one man try to say something different and we all know what happened to him.
Deontay Wilder.
I'm Tyson Fury, mash him up. So you have to say it right, fam. Dream it, believe it, become it. That's how we start and end our show. And it was so wonderful to hear Kel really talk about, you know, the law of attraction and really, did I just say law of attraction? I said law of attraction. the law of attraction and really just attracting things and getting on that right frequency. Old type money. Thank you for the £10. He said, on a different note, heard online that Eddie Hearn has offered Dylan White a big money deal to avoid Fury with AJ rematch clause. If true, how promoters need a promoter regulator to clean up the sport? If that is true, that's arms ass. That's arms ass.
That's arms. What Monty is talking about, he's actually talking about, this was actually in the Sun newspaper today.
Oh, wow.
That Eddie Hearn allegedly, and you know what? If that is a bad mind on Eddie Hearn's behalf, you know?
That's bad mind.
Bad mind.
That's bad mind. Right?
And I don't know what they must have offered him, but if that is, you know, they're clutching at straws, because what I'm trying to say is within this year, we're coming in, the two biggest fights in the UK ain't got nothing to do with him.
Yes, sir.
Kell Brook, incredible win against Amir Khan. And they both spoke to Eddie Hearn and they decided to go to Sky. And allegedly, Eddie Hearn was offering more money, but they said, no, let's go to Sky. So we shall see what happens. I'm very, very interested in seeing like what Dylan does. And the thing about it, like I phone Dylan, I don't want to disturb him. It's one of them ones. I don't know, like right now, it's such, I don't want to be like, oh, like I'm so in. And I'm not looking to me, because the energy is this. I don't need to beg for these people. All of these people give me their time freely. Kell Brook has had the greatest win of his career.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. The Sister Jonas is trying to come through right now. We need our sister from another mister on the show. So, yeah, what's this? Ibenna said, Sky is showing the true powers. Bro, how it is right now is this, right? And Blood Club Fury saying the zone is in trouble. I'm not saying that the zone's in trouble because they got mad money. But what I'm trying to say is this, that Camcom, yeah, you're dealing with Disney money, you know? That means that they got money from Fantasia, bro. You can't muck around on Mickey Mouse money, because the Mickey Mouse money is real. It's not Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I don't like that talk there. If that's the way you're trying to mash up the thing. We already got the date, April 23rd. We got the venue, Wembley. So why you want to come and mash up the thing? That's bad, man. And that will come back to you. We just been talking about the law of attraction and reap what you sow. You don't do that if that's the case. I don't know. I mean, I'm hearing it for the first time. You guys are really telling me this thing. But why would you want to stop that fight? You know, why? You know, the guys...
Dylan White, all his life, said he wants to fight for a world title. Yeah?
Say again?
Dylan White, all his life, has said he wants to fight for a world title. Right? Yeah. So therefore, why would you want to take that away from a man? Why would you want to take
that away from him? Let me tell you something. You know what I love of what Kell Brook said? He's telling you already, he's got enough money. How much more money do you need? And that in itself is humility. What have I said to you for so many years, Spence? I said, bro, how many cars can you drive at one time? How many beds can you sleep in at one time? I know your ex-grinder, man, so you probably sleep. Your body probably moves into about four beds at one time. But no, on the real, a man can only do so much. And it gets to a point where, what is another? I mean, listen. Okay, you earn another 5 million, you earn another 10 million. Come on, man. Just bro, be. And I'm telling you, the reason why Amir Khan has had a great career and Kell Brook has had a great career, because both of these guys had a dream from their young. Their paths, when Amir got the success early at the beginning, and Kell got it at the end, but they were both destined, they were interlinked together. Just a beautiful, I said it 18 months ago. Them two fight, done. And as I say, I wouldn't be unhappy if Kell signed off now, because I can't see that man having a better night than last night for the rest of his career. Because after that fight, it would just be totally money. And come on, boxing's a serious sport. It's your health. Are you going to make boxing retire you, or are you going to retire from boxing? So one of them is definitely going to happen. But big up Tyrone, Ricky. Thank you for the $8.99. He says, Kell Brook has nothing left to prove. I've been a big fan since he was a kid. God bless Kell Brook. There you go. There you go. Old type blood clot fury. sorry, Gary, put that thing back up. What is this up? Sorry. You know, blood clot fury is my brethren. I like that name. Jamie Campbell says, what's your thoughts on Adam Azim, the next Amir Khan? Well, after last night, he wants to be the next Kell Brook. I'm just being honest. Bruv, you want to be the next Kell Brook? And let me tell you something. Adam Azim will be the new Adam Azim. He ain't going to be Amir Khan. He's going to be Adam Azim. So, bruv, we need to start thinking about ourselves. You know, you can use Amir Khan as a gauge, as someone you want to aspire to those heights. But Adam Azim cannot be Amir Khan. So people need to focus on themselves and what they are going to prove. And that will be my advice to Adam. Be the first Adam Azim, not the second Amir Khan, because you can't do that. Come on, Ota 84 boxing, but retired Amir, that's for sure. True talk, Tundi, Ota Matty, you know the set. Brook should fight Thurman and Canelo. But this is what I'm trying to say. It never ends. It never ends. So you have to be calculated. You have to, what you need to do is do what Kel said happened to him. His mum. That's your mother. And your mother's powerful. Remember Hopkins promised his mom that he's going to retire and he lied, fam.
Exactly.
He lied to his mom. And what happened to Hopkins?
Rocky beat him.
Bruv.
April of 2008.
There Kowalski you go. The knowledge.
And it was a close fight. Brother Hopkins in my eyes won that fight. But he never got it because he got tired at the end. And it was like
he lied to his mom.
Yeah, exactly. Don't lie to your mom.
So he lied to his mom. Bruv, if the man's mom said, look, remember, this boy has been boxing since he's 9 years old, Spence.
Trust me.
He's 35.
Trust me.
You understand? And you can't beat that last night. You can't beat that performance. That is it. But, ladies and gentlemen, he ain't the next Floyd Mayweather. He's the first Shakur Stevenson. So, ladies and gentlemen, the one, a great guest of ours here on The Fight Is Right, Sweet Boy himself. Fam, you better stop boxing and start modeling, Shakur, man. Yeah. You're looking smooth, fam.
Man, what up?
Hold tight.
I mean,
how you doing, sir?
Man was asking me if you was my son. I said, no, bro.
Shakur, I was looking at your Instagram page the other day. I'm saying, this you is a special one. He's special. He's special. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Tell us what's going on. We have heard the big fight is signed, sealed, and delivered. And you're about to put hands on this boy. I know it. It's going to be spectacular.
I'm just in the gym putting in work on getting ready for the fight. You know, I'm talking a little shit to him, but, you know, I still got to stay prepared. So yes, we just locked in, and we're going to put in that work. And April 30th, it's going to be a special night.
Come on.
All right. What I want to know is this. Is like, we're looking on, Valdez is a very experienced man. He's a tough man. Why are you going to come out victorious, champ?
Because I'm the better fighter, and I want it more. I feel like this moment, like, I'm one of the boxers that I've been waiting for a moment like this my whole life. So, I ain't going to get here and I'm back away. I ain't going to get here and allow him to take this moment from me. He's a great fighter. He never lost before. He's a tough fighter. I'm not in the losing. I'm going in there. I'm going in there to dominate. And this is my moment. It's going to be a special night. I promise y'all.
Come on.
Tim?
Spence? Well, listen. The people, we didn't really, here over the UK, we didn't really touch on that spectacular fight that you had with Jermell. But, you know, talk to us about that, how you felt. Because I know it wasn't like a personal thing. You do know Jermell. You've been in the gym with him. But business is business. You know?
I think when it come down to that fight, I feel like, you know, that was a great performance. But I feel like that wasn't the best of me. Like, I watched that fight several times. And
wow.
I still see stuff that I could, that I didn't, that I know I could do better, that I'm a lot sharper in the gym, I feel like. And I feel like that was nowhere the best of me. I feel like that was a great fight, but I'm a lot better than what y'all saw.
Yes, sir. And if that's the case, Valdez is definitely in trouble. Because, bro, that performance, I loved it. I loved that performance. You came out in dominant fashion. I think most people thought that you was going to box, but you came out and you really showed them that you was a heavy puncher. You can punch to go along with your skills. And is that something that you feel people overlook, the fact that you have got power?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people overlook that. They look at me and I probably outbox somebody and they might think, oh, you know, he's not that strong. But, you know, certain nights, I'm going to have to display who I am at the end of the day. You don't just see no fighters just walking to me without taking punishment and just keep coming. Once you see them walking to me, they start going away and moving away. And I start becoming aggressive in the fight. So I don't know how people can say I got no power. It's not like I'm just backing up the whole fight. I'm going forward, standing my ground, holding my own. So I disagree with them people, but, you know, a lot of people going to have their own opinions. I don't care what they say. They can say whatever they want.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking over boxing.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. That's the talk I love. That is the talk I love, Spencer. Shakur said he's taking over boxing.
I told y'all a long time ago when we did an interview, I told y'all I was taking over boxing.
Yeah,
I told y'all the best fight in the sport, man. I'm gonna prove it over and over again.
You said it, without a doubt.
What do you actually think that Valdez actually brings to the table? And is there gonna be stipulations on like the blood testing prior, like what Floyd did in his build up for Manny Pacquiao?
It's definitely gonna be, you know, Vada on top of everything. I trust in Vada. Either way, I'm coming in and handle business regardless. But I think Valdez brings a lot to the table. I think a lot of people sleeping on Valdez. Just to see how many people is acting like this a super one-sided fight, I think that everybody just know how good I am. But I think that they sleeping on him. And they trying to take away my credit after I do what I do to him. And I disagree with that because Valdez is an undefeated fighter. Valdez never tasted defeat. And we seen him in all types of fights where people thought he was going to lose. He was losing, then come back and fight. So you got to pay respect to Valdez. You got to respect him as a fighter and understand that you're in there with a live dog.
We've got a question from Fifi. Fifi, this is from the Netherlands, big supporter of the show. And Fifi asks, for Secure, how do you stay focused on being your own man as a young, talented boxer and developing your own identity when people like to compare you to new talent with boxers of the past?
I think that you just keep keep the right people around you when it comes down to that. I feel like I got the right people around me. I'm around family most of the time. I'm not around a lot of people who just, you know, want to check from me. I'm around people that loved me before I was anybody. And I think that's the key to that. I think that's the key to staying solid, key to staying grounded. And I feel like just like with the right people, I feel like that made me who I am, man. I'm going to stay that way.
Excellent.
I love that.
Excellent. Excellent.
So what fights you studying right now, Shakur? Because I know, like, you was telling us about Andre Ward. You was telling us about Terence Crawford, who, as far as I'm concerned, and so pound for pound number one. Who are you studying right now?
I could tell you who I'm studying, but I won't tell you which fight I'm studying. I feel like
that's cool.
I think that's you're smart, man. I think that's a secret to my success. Sometimes I watch certain fights and I kind of emulate, you know, what I see. But I've been watching a lot of Floyd Mayweather, a lot of Andre Ward, and a lot of Pernell Whitaker.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay.
I've been watching Jerron Ennis too. I like Jerron Ennis. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
I like that.
Really good fight. And that's a kind of compliment, because you're a world champion and you're watching a guy who's not a world champion, but you're seeing certain of the skills. And that's how great fighters progress and get better.
Yeah. You got to realize we came up together. I came up in the amateurs with him. And actually, people don't even notice me and him, like, we was born a day apart, 2 days apart, I think. I think he born like June 26th. I'm born June 28th. But we was born like the same year. And, you know, you got to pay respect where it's due. And I see certain things when he switched Southpaw that I like. And I try to take from him, too. So I got to give him his credit. He's a hell of a fighter, too.
I love that. I love that. I saw a question there. I think it's more, is it like, Shiko, how do you find Bob Arum and the treatment of Top Rank with your close relationship with Bud? Apologies if the question is inappropriate. Nah, don't even answer that.
Nah, yeah, don't, I was about to say, I'm going to stay out of that one now.
Got yeah, yeah, don't even answer that.
Nothing
nah,
to
nah,
do
nah,
with me.
That.
You know, I love Bud. Top Rank is good, and I'm not getting into that.
Yeah, that's not your business. Just keep doing what you're doing. But Shakur, it's been great having you on for this short moment. I mean, listen, this next Valdez fight is at 1:30. Am I right?
Yeah, 1:30.
1:30.
1:30 for the WBC and WBO world titles.
Can you see yourself going up higher than 1:30 in the future?
Yeah, actually, I pray that Lomachenko and Kambosos could get a deal together. And if Lomachenko win, I can see me and Lomachenko being a big fight. You know, we both with Top Rank. I would love to go up and fight for all of them belts. I think that would be like a beautiful thing. And I don't do no action. I want to achieve great things. So by doing great things, you got to fight great fighters. And I'm willing to fight Lomachenko after he fight Kambosos.
Okay. And I remember you coming on our show way back, telling us about your sparring sessions with the Lomachenko. And, you know, they kept calling you back because you were good work. And I know you took something from that spar. You're older, you're wiser, you're better. You won belts. And you're right. It will be a great fight. But let's take care of business first. April the 30th, deal with Oscar Valdez. And, be a fantastic fight. Fantastic fight. I look forward to that.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, you know what, champ? We know that you're in the gym, you're doing your stuff, you just finished, and we thank you for jumping on the Fighters Right, because you always show us love. And tell me something, man. Big up Uncle Jay Prince as well, yeah? Because that man always shows me some crazy love.
There you go.
Yeah, come on.
Good man. Come on.
He's just a real dude, man. I respect him, man.
Yes, sir.
One of the dudes
yes,
I look
sir.
Up to.
Yes, sir. Yes,
bro.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Carry on doing your thing. We are so looking forward to this Valdez fight because the next time when you come on the show, you'll be a unified world champion.
Appreciate yes, that. Sir. And I'm most definitely going to be a unified world champion by the time I get there. And I'm going to have that WBC belt, man. I want that WBC. I want that
belt. Yeah. Love the smile. Love the energy. Love the confidence. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the one and only Shakur Stevenson. Thank you, brother.
Big up, brother. Thank young you very blood. Much.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Love.
Thank you, young blood. The black book is ever present. And let me tell you something. We go from one champ to the most beautiful champ in boxing right now. The one, the only. Last night, punching up a girl in the second round, stopping Christine Namus. I spoke to Joe this evening at the awards, and he was over the moon. So I don't know what's happened again. Is Natasha gone again? Or is she there? Gary?
Come on, Gary.
Come on, Gary, mate. The people want to hear Natasha. They want to see Natasha. It looked like she was there.
Yeah.
She was there.
And it just jumped off.
Gary, you there? He said her thing's mashing up. FaceTimer, Spence. You guys got a FaceTimer. You just got a FaceTimer because obviously you've got her number because you got everyone's number. Is Natasha want to try it one more time? Try it one more time, Natasha. And then if not, we'll just have to go with the FaceTime. But I don't really like the FaceTime because it's kind of like a delayed thing. Spencer, your mic is on mute. I think you must have done that for a reason. Are you
talking? Yeah. Okay. I'm saying like I don't want to have her on. I want to FaceTime. Reason being, because after that fantastic win that Natasha Jones just put in, to become, remember, she fought for the super heavyweight world title, she fought for the lightweight world title, and she came in second best. And then she's moved up three weight divisions to become the WBO junior middleweight champion of the world. So I think it'd be fitting and will be more to get her on the team proper. And as we can see, Tundi, I don't know where Tundi's run off to, but he's run off there. But yeah, and we just had her, and then I don't know what's happened. So Tundi's on to our technical guy right now, Gary Blake, and we'll find out what's going on. But yeah, what do you guys think about her fight last night? Any comments coming in? Let me see what's going on. What's going on here? Unfortunately, Dwayne Johnson, we didn't get the chance to ask your questions. Blood Clark 3 says Gary got on pilot for Bola Spliff.
Now Gary's there, but we're trying to the host has to unmute the mic. No, he don't need Gary. We don't Gary don't. No. But I don't know. My suggestion is that we just keep on trying with Natasha. Because I know you say you don't want to do the FaceTime. And no. I think that's right. I don't think we should, Gary. So let's just try a few times. If not, we just have to set up if we can just get her on tomorrow for just a quick 30 minutes.
We have to celebrate her.
Yeah, we've got to celebrate
her. Performance yesterday was incredible. Right? It was incredible. I've never seen her fight so purposeful.
Trust me.
Like, she was bombing, bro. She was bombing.
And my brethren, Seagun, you know, Seagy, you and him had a little beef yesterday. me and Spencer was talking about it this evening over the dinner table. But Seagun, Smulax, aka Smulax, is saying he too was born on the 3rd of May.
Well, that's the big Seagun.
Come on. So he's saying, bro, right now he's feeling extra special. It's the powers. Big up CD. You know the set. Dream it, believe it, become it. But we really do want to hear from Natasha. That's a shame, really. How long we got? Oh, we got 20 minutes left of the show. Because literally, me and you ain't slept, Spence. It's a mad thing.
I'm going to my bed, bro.
Me and you ain't step. But let's release small like sound like a sound. It does, isn't it? Small like sound. Jerry just Tundi just filled Gary's face with some thump. Gary, bro. The people know. They know us too well, Gary. They knew us too well. What's this? Oh no, that's a text from Gary. But listen, if we were to done right this second.
No, one second. Like, to hell with it. I got all those props there because I'll just do it off of that way. I didn't want to do it this way, but I'm going to have to do it this way.
Well, you know what? I'll let her talk. Yeah.
You're beautiful. And you are now a world champion. And I told you, last year I told you. Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful, the beautiful Natasha Jonas, WBO junior middleweight champion of the whole wide world. Turn.
Well, Natasha, you done the business. I spoke to Joe today. He was at an event that we all attended. And it was like, I was talking to Joe and it's like Joe was blushing. I was like, fam, what's the matter with you? He was so happy for you, Natasha. And, you know, you being his first female world champion, I've never seen Joe Gallagher like that. I've never seen him. I was like, bruv, fix up. I wanted to slap him in his face. I'm like, bruv, you kind of like some little pum-pum. Sorry. But you know what? You can tell this man genuinely is so happy for you, Natasha. And we all are, congratulations on your victory last night. Brilliant performance. Punch perfect. Yeah, how do you feel?
You know what? I just feel relieved. Like, I think I put that much pressure on myself that you have the pressures of everyone else wanting you to do well. You want to do well. And then it was just, now I just feel like I felt like I deserved it. I wanted it so bad. I knew Joe wanted it so bad. And it just feels relief now that I've got it. And I thought, I didn't think if I lose, but you do think if you lose, you've gone through the weights, you haven't done it. So then the only step is retirement. So that it was like that added that's the way I was thinking. So I wanted to win it for obvious reasons anyway, but they was all the other pressures, and now it's done and I've won it. I just feel like a huge weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Do you think that you should have been campaigning at this weight from the beginning? Because I have never seen you so bullish.
Yeah,
the power was ridiculous. Nimbas is not no easy. I'm telling you, when Clarissa Shields actually phoned us just after your win.
Yeah, yeah. And
she said, "So what happened with the girls' fight? What happened?" I said, "Natasha Jonas knocked her out in 2 rounds." She said, "What?" She couldn't believe it, Natasha.
She was actually silent for about 5 seconds. She couldn't believe it. But you know what? I was thinking about that. Is that you? Both of you are the same weight, right? Both of you are the same weight?
Yeah, they're both at the same weight now.
So, you know, would you like that fight? You against Caresha? That'd be a good fight.
To be fair, I didn't expect to be campaigning. I know one thing for sure is that I'll never make super featherweight again.
Come on. Yes, definitely.
I just think, you know, my Taylor performance and everything, I think I've been better since then. And them extra few pounds that probably did drain me.
Yes. Yes.
The lightest I'll probably ever go would be lightweight. I seen this Hannah Rankin was saying stuff on Sky about maybe a unification. Would I take that fight? Definitely. I was shocked that names came in so light. I was expecting, I'd done my camp, me and Joe had done the camp, training with a lot heavier girls and quality girls, because we thought, okay, she'll come in at 154 and hydrate, which will make her, you know, 160 plus. So we trained with them heavier girls expecting that. So when she came in light, I thought, well, that's a bonus for me, because I'm not going to be trying to punch someone off who's 12 stone. It was mad that it just all came together. Would I box Calista? She's someone a bit more naturally heavier. I would never say no.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, that'd be a chance to pick up all those belts.
When you come, you see Kel jump up 2 weeks to try.
Yes.
Pinello does it all the time and whatever. So when your opportunities come, I can't be fussy. I haven't got time to waste them waiting for people to have fights and results to happen. So, I want to do what I want to do and go the way I want to do. And if the fights are there, I'll take them. I think I've proved I'm not scared to fight anyone.
I would say to you this. I believe, because Hannah Rankin holds versions of world title and she was there yesterday. I believe that you two should, all British affair for, having two females with both holding versions of a world title has never been done before. I think that would be absolutely immense. And I think that's what you should be looking for. Me personally, not putting no pressure on you. But after I saw you punching out people yesterday like that, I want people to realize again that Nimas, she's not no joke, you know. She's a very good fighter. Very good fighter.
I think she's never been stopped, right?
She's lost 5 times, now it's 6. But the thing about it is this, is like how she performed. Anyway, we just got a question in for you now. Tony, you're going to have to read that. Fifi just sent a question in.
Fifi says, thank you for the 1999 euros. He says, you've sealed your name as a champion in women's boxing history. Congratulations. How do you stay hungry and focused after achieving your dream and other women boxing's target in your belt? you get that, Natasha?
Yeah. I think it's like with anything, when we was in the amateurs,
you wanted to win a European, or you wanted to win a major, and then you win a major, and then the Olympics comes around, and then you need to qualify, and everything's focused on the qualification, then you qualify, then everything goes to the actual Olympics, and then you want a medal, and then, you know, every time that you reach a goal, a new goal's created.
Yes.
So stay on, because now you've got what someone else wants. Like, I've been chasing for a very long time, and once you get that, now you're the target, and people want to chase you, and it opens a lot of doors. Like I say, you could do defences, you can go after unifying. So yeah, it just opens and gives me a lot of opportunities. Before that, I was a lot of risk for no reward.
Yes.
Except maybe a bit of clout, because I've got a bit of a name and a backing in Britain. But now, what it brings, I can bring something to the table. It gives me a bit of a leverage to, you know, people are willing to take the risk because I've got a reward.
I would say this. What did it feel like yesterday walking out to that crowd? Because you were second. You were like the co-chief support to Amir Khan versus Kell Brook. What was that like?
It's mad because the last two world titles I've had have been behind closed doors. So we've had nothing. I didn't have family in there. I didn't have anyone there. So to go out to that last night, and I've been working with like a sports psychologist on just not playing up to the crowd, because I was thinking, like, this is going to be a big occasion. It's going to be, it could be hostile either way. Not saying that I wouldn't be the home fighter, but the atmosphere in there will be a lot. You know, you can play up to the crowd and whatever. So I was working on just doing what I was doing in the gym and not trying to focus on the crowd. But, you know, at the same time, you're trying to take it in and enjoy it, because it is a once in a lifetime experience to be there in front of 20,000 people on a stage like that, on a Sky box office show. So you want to enjoy it, but you've also got to block it out at the same time and just do what you need to do.
Question.
Oh, go on.
Go on.
Also, a lot of people don't know that you're actually a mother of a
beautiful. Ah, you teased my question, man. I was going to say, Natasha, I'm saying it now, because Spencer, he just likes to take everything. I'm just going to say, what has Mella's reaction been to her mummy walking through the door with a WBO belt?
Hey,
come on.
Beautiful little girl.
This is what I like to see.
Mommy's the world champion.
Yeah.
We watched the film before and she fell asleep, and she's woke up a bit grumpy. But we're just chilling, having mum and daughter time.
Yeah. How old is she now?
6, going on 16.
Yeah, I know that one. Don't worry. I know exactly that. I've got a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 15-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old son, and my 5-year-old, she knows every bloody thing under the sun. So yeah, I could just imagine.
I remember at the time when Mella, you know, when you was pregnant with Mella, you know, a lot of people thought that this would be the end of your career and how would you cope? And you really, you know, credit to you, you know, how difficult has it been to, you know, bring up a child and stay focused and stay motivated? And
we'll be back in the gym after having a child.
I never thought I'd make a lighter weight again. But at the same time, it wasn't that difficult. Like, my job's just a little bit different, but everywhere a mum goes through the same struggles. You feel like, you know, you don't get enough time with your child. You feel like, and it's not, even though other women go through it, it's not the same like stigma attached as men. Like, I remember when I first turned professional, there was a big thing, oh, wow, you know, a mum's professional at boxing, but no one was like, wow, Tom Stalker's a dad and he's turned pro. No one was
Yeah.
It's more, like, socially acceptable for men to just...
No, it's not. It wasn't that. The reason why is because Tom Stalker's not as good looking as you. Now, big up to me, my good mate.
It's tough, and like I said in the press conference, I think Like, she was so involved in the Terry Harper camp coming to in the lockdown, you know, when schools were closed, and it was hard.
Turn up the volume, Spence.
Come back to her and not be able to give her the belt when I truly believe that I should have been able to do that.
Yes, 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 yeah. Well, it's a proud young daughter there you got, and I'm sure, you know, that's something that you hold to the both of your hearts for a long time. You know, Natasha, it's been great to talk to you, and well done. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay motivated. Stay being the wonderful mother that you are. And we all here on The Fight Is Right wish you nothing but the best. Keep doing
right. And in closing, may I say this to you, Natasha? I'm just so, so happy for you, you know, because I thought your fight was going points. And if I was, I'm gonna send you the clip of how nuts Tundi went when we did a fight along. He went absolutely berserk. When you hit her with that right hook,
Jesus Christ!
What a hook. You know what I mean? I think everybody felt that shot. It was a horrible, horrible shot. And I'm really, really, I'm praying that you and Hannah Rankin get it on, so we could have, you know what I mean, a unified world championship fight in Great Britain with two British female fighters will be absolutely fantastic. I really hope for that. But more than anything, I've always had love in my heart for you. You're a beautiful human being, a humble human being, and seeing your daughter now, I love you even more.
Come on.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Thank you both for being positive about women's boxing, supporting it, and just encouraging and promoting it in the right way, in a positive light. So
well,
thank you for that.
No, listen to me. It's not female boxing or male boxing. When skill is delivered like you and Terry Harper did, as far as I'm concerned, that fight for female boxing was reminiscent of Sugar Ray Leonard versus Wilfred Benitez. And I noticed that you're starting to do that, the classic fights now, right? Well, you ain't touched on that fight on Sky. She's doing it with Matthew Macklin. That should be my job, really and truly. But I'm saying that, right? And I'm saying that was very reminiscent of Ray Leonard versus Wilfred Benitez. I remember tweeting that 1979 November that fight was. And when I'm watching the skills that you two demonstrated there, and you were very, very unfortunate not to get that. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna say you was robbed.
The past is past. Get out of it.
Because right now, I always got to discipline this shiny-faced Nigerian guy. He always likes to talk to me. But I'm saying the way how, you mean, you had that fight, you mean, you came out second best in the Taylor fight, but God had a bigger plan for you. And the plan was last night. Do you mean? The plan was last night.
I learned from every fight and took the positives, and got better at every one, and that's what I had to do in order to get the goal. That's what I had to do. And you know, when you're at that level, you have to do whatever it takes, and me and Joe have done that. So
and Joe said to me and Joe said to me this evening, you know, after, you know, talking to me and saying how happy he was and talking about the previous failed attempts, his final words was, everything happens for a reason, and that's facts. Everything has happened for a reason, and we sign you off as the WBO champion of the world, Natasha Jonas.
Salute, my sister. Thank you very much. Yeah, take care. God bless.
Love, 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 love.
Thank you, sis.
Press up the button. Come on. Pickin' need to go to bed, Spencer. about the you top up 9:55. Go to bed.
well.
Nah, excellent. Happy for a beautiful smile, beautiful person, you know, beautiful mother. And there's just you know, so much positivity around her and that camp and the victory and our show. Let me just big up Spencer Fear and the knowledge, the one and only, my brother from the same mother. It's not no another mother, from the same mother. You get what I'm saying? It's just love. It's all love and it's all positivity. And I'm I'm always looking. Listen, it doesn't matter how big up Take Me Back Private Radio said Carnival vibes are going wrong. Yeah. Yeah. It don't matter how, because we've hardly had any sleeps, man.
Tundi, it's been nuts. It's been nuts.
But we've hardly had any sleeps, but anytime we come on this thing here, the energy just comes back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because energy
don't lie.
Energy don't lie.
Like I said, which station can bring you Kell Brook? Which station can bring you Shakur Stevenson just after you finish training? Which station can bring you the latest female boxing world champion in the space of 1 hour and 25 minutes?
None of them. None of them.
And the reason why is because I visualize this.
Come on.
Right? But then it's not only that, but like I said, you have to have people around you that can see the vision with you as well. And when you get that now, the vision becomes exponentially bigger. As simple as that. So everybody, you know what I mean? Right, man, Ash123 said Coogan, big mad over this show. At this show. No, yeah, Coogan shows bare love. You know what I mean? Coogan shows bare love. But what I'm saying is this, it's just different because you're speaking to two, what people seem to forget, like Tundi was a professional fighter as well. You're speaking to two ex-professional fighters. Tundi's gone on to become a manager trainer. I was a manager trainer and promoter. You know what I mean? As well as being a historian. I was at Sky TV for 8.5 years. I was at Satanta Sports for 3 years. And now I'm on ESPN Plus, right? But more than all of that, I'm on The Fight Is Right.
Come on, The Fight Is Right. You can't even bite that name. That name is a legendary name. The Fight Is Right. And, bruv, again, and going back to that, Spence, I remember them Satanta days. And I remember even back then you was calling my name.
Come on, man.
You was telling them about me from back in the day when Steve Buns was in the studio and you was there.
I'm glad you know.
I remember.
I'm glad you know.
They don't know how long we've been together. They don't know how long we've been connected.
A man would have realized that was 12 years ago.
Come on.
So I'm not going to talk.
Jermaine Gordon said the fight is right to blood clot. Bro, you can't go on Satanta and Sky and them there and chat like that. But bro, everyone has a personal life and a private life.
Nadeem has saying, yes, I am, brother. But I'm saying, I'm just grateful that we get to you know what I mean? How many do we have on the live? How many we got on the live?
Right now, 552.
Right. We peaked at 1,300.
Yes, it was 1,000, yeah.
1,300. And what I'm saying is, I am just very, very grateful to you people who tuned in. I'm grateful for you lot for the simple fact that Kell Brook would have the world and his brother trying to run him down right now. And I got a phone call this morning from his dad. His dad just said, Spence, just respect for all of the support. You know what I mean? But the thing about it is this. Go on.
Go on, Kevin.
But the thing is this, I'm just showing respect to both men because I know Amir Khan, I'm telling you again, nobody disrespect Amir Khan at all. Amir Khan's been a fantastic ambassador for British boxing, but...
Yes. Guys, I'm listening.
I just like when guys come out. Ben Oldham, thank you very much, Ben. Brother Ben's just come into the place.
Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben.
Yeah, mate. I'm just grateful.
And I don't... This is not really sour, but it's really, we got to pay respects to people that have given a lot to the sport and who are retired. This evening, or today... Colin Dunn, I think WBU world champion was supposed to receive an award at the London X Boxers Association, and he came down with his whole family.
Yep.
And unfortunately, this morning he suffered a heart attack.
Yep. So our thoughts and prayers with Colin. But we were told that it's not serious. It was a mild cardiac arrest.
Yes.
So, but my thoughts are present with him anyway. Because yes. I remember the night that he beat Phil Holliday for the WBU World Crown in 1997.
The knowledge
All right.
I met the family, beautiful family, and big up Colin Dunn, and I hope you get well. He's well. He's fine. He's back. You know, they did tell us that he's well. But you know, these things, life is precious, and we have to enjoy it, respect it, and big up Colin Dunn, and I hope you get better.
Most definitely. And like I'm saying, he's going to be all right anyway. He's going to be all right. Colin's a fighter. I remember when Colin punched Frank Malone in his face.
I remember that. Colin, that's a serious guy. He's a serious guy. I sparred with him, you know. I sparred with him down at Lennox Gym.
Okay.
Coach took me down there because I was breaking up everyone. I was touching my feet and sparring Howard Eastman. And then man was like, he was just cheeky little black kid. You know what I'm saying? Touch it. Brother, I was a Roy Jones fan. You know, Roy Jones used to tap their feet. And jab man. I see.
So you said they're red boxing boots. Remember the red boxing boots you had?
Come on, the Adidas red bum.
Adidas red boxing boots.
I taught this thing into existence from dot. I used to have the red Adidas boxing boots.
With a white jacket.
Come on. Yeah, anyway. Blood Cloud 3 said, Tunde, why you said pum pum to Natasha? Bro, you know where the real is on this thing, and that's why the people love us. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for your avid attention this evening. It's been a great show, and in the space of, as Spencer said, but our 90 minutes, you know, we had the one and only Ezekiel Special K Brook. We had Sweet Boy Shakur Stevenson. We have the beautiful Natasha Jonas, and the people you got, the regulars, the Master Knowledge, and Tunde Ajayi. Ladies and gentlemen, we sign off as we signed on by saying, dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on down. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We might have to bust some dub plates this week. We might have to bust some dub plates this week. Some phone calls, like I might, because I know who, growing up, who Tunde used to idolize and love. So we might have to get him on the cell. So he might be on the show this week. So because I got a phone call from Zab, and Zab was hooking that up for me. So we'll see what's gonna happen.
Hold on. And before we go, I have to block this brother. Can I hear man say this one was boring? Yeah, this one was blocked. Lovely way to finish the show. Bro, you're blocked, fam. Get out of here, man. He's blocked. This one is boring. He said this one is boring. I said, no, this one is blocked, Spencer. Block him. Block him, blow all. Anyway.
Now on the road,
say again.
When man's talking about getting, getting certain man on the show and all the rest of it, there's no number in boxing who's of any echelons that not in my phone book, and so it's not difficult to get all of them. But now I'm trying to get everybody to come on the screen instead of me holding it off on my phone. Just to jump on the screen.
I don't even listen to you. I'm just reading the comments. Because our Fight is Right fans are serious, you know. Jermaine Gordon said, you're blocked to Blood Clot. Old time, Jermaine Gordon. Bro, don't mess about with our fans. Bro, oh, no, I don't even like that word, fans. Supporters. Low supporters.
More so this week. You man are trying to make me sleep outside the house.
Old time Penny, Royal T, respect to you, sweetie. Come on, old time Blood Cloud Fury. Bro, these are my people, man. It's all love. If you're not coming with positive energy, you heard Kel Brook talk about this thing. You heard Kel Brook said, go on the street.
Right there, Jar Jar said, boring show. Rude boy, you're blocked, bro. Oh, sorry. You were saying what a youth said. You're lucky because I was
yeah. You know, man's got his hand by the gun, ready to cock it and bust a shot. So,
yeah. Any form of disrespect.
Any form of disrespect.
As Ben Gordon says, zero negativity.
Never. And it's zero tolerance to nonsense. You get blocked around there. 100%. Yeah. So anyway, 100%. We've gone on again. I need to eat, Spence, because fam, that little nonsense food that they gave us at the thing.
Tundi. I'm not ever. And also, let me just big up Ted Cheeseman's family. Bob Cheeseman. From I've been a youth, that man's been helpful, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From I've been a little boy, that man's been helpful to me. So it was nice going there and seeing all of the old guys. The guy who runs like Angels for Dirty Faces, which is a charity that works with kids with Down syndrome and autism. And like they put on a sparring thing every year. And I remember I went down there, I was boxing there, just moving around with the kids. Tun. There was one black youth they had in there, yeah, who had Down syndrome. Tun. The boy could punch like Hercules. And you're just meant to play around with them and that, right?
Go ahead.
Tundi, you better just play around with them. So you just move around, you tap them. There's a big crowd there as well. And Tundi, you hit me with the right hand and cut on my shoulder. I said, blood fire. Let me just lay down and let it count me up.
You know, I'll give you another joke before we go over here. You know, Lickleman.
Nah, he's strong, you know.
Remember when he comes to the gym here to do the workout with him and Anthony, yeah? He hold my hand and grab it, Spence. The way that he, and then he went like this to me, boom. Spence, I wanted to pick up the little boy, the little man, dash him across the... Bam, the man shrugged around. Bam. I couldn't believe how strong he was. Little man is strong, but I wanted to pick him up and dash him across the ring. Bam, the man licked me. You know when you touch, man, salute, man. The man went, bam, in my knuckle. I'm like, brother, you know how my knuckle's black and tough already. I'm like, cool. Try that nonsense again. See if I don't dash you. See if I don't dash you on the floor. Anyway, bro, it's been a great evening. Big up everyone that's been on the live. Wicked and bad, old type bouncer, doing his thing. And big up Little Man. Because, you know, listen, although it ain't gone the way we would have liked it to go, you two have both made names for yourself and continue to do so. So keep doing what you're doing. We say again, and this time it's for real. Dream it, believe it, become it.
Come on down. Big up, love, peace and love. We might have some big names for this week for you lot. Because the Black Book powers.
Black Book, John Wick. Lock it off, Gary.